Belief that we believe. Beliefs come first, then we have to act it out. So number one, what do we believe? We believe in Allah.
That's right. Well, I'm going to put what you said, in Allah. In Allah, we believe in Allah. What else do we believe?
We believe in... No, right, it's best to just listen.
If I want you to write, I'll tell you, right?
We believe in His process.
Okay,
number three, we say we believe in Allah, believe in His prophet. Number three.
All of you are right, but the one who says what's next, I think I'll write what's next.
In, let's not write lose all this talk. We can do it.
Instead of writing these words over, you know what this means, right?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Digital?
Yeah.
Okay. In His book. B-O-P-S. Book.
Okay. Angel.
Just a moment. Tell me something about His book. What are His books? Name some of His books.
How come we don't teach each other the Bible? Since that's it, book. Since the Bible is Allah's book, how come we don't teach the Bible?
They call me not the Holy Quran, that's right. And he said, who has said the cross is mixed up? Yeah, the cross is mixed up. It's not as it was given. It's been changed. That's why we don't teach it.
You
are wrong, my friend. The teachings of that you are not? No, indeed. For I teach you the Holy Quran. I teach you how to understand the Holy Quran and how to understand the mix-up in the Bible. I don't bring in books. I mean, a lot of books, that is, all right. That's my book. In Allah, in His prophets, our messengers, in His book. Next one, number two. In His angel. G-E-L-S. That's number four. Number five. Right after this. Fred's going to get the band tonight. Because he directed me. And I'm not going to accept the direction of that. I said, He told me that it should be, and I wish you here, because we're going to have to talk about that. He said it should be as Hayyad. And Hayyad. And Hayyad is Ba'ad al-Maw. Ba'ad al-Maw.
In his anger, in
is anger. What is the sixth one? No, the third one is in his anger. The fourth one is in his anger. The fifth one?
That's right.
Life. L-I-F-E. Life. Anger. Death. Life after death. Okay. And the sixth?
In love. In his love for
Lord. In his
love.
Law. Law. The Lord. W-A-R-D. Lord. And punishment. Okay, reward and punishment. Okay, now. Yes. No, no, that's right. Thank you very much. We cannot put in his life after death. Just in life after death. Just in life after death. But we don't believe in a hayat after death. A hayat is this physical life. We don't believe we got this life just after that. Different kind of life. And skin, life, after death, the death. Okay, all right. Now we have it. Okay, let's go over there. All Muslims have some first things that they should believe. The first of those first things that we believe is Allah. So we say believe in Allah. We believe in Allah. Okay, we believe in Allah. Nu'minu billah. So, nu'minu was written wrong, so it's the right direction. Like this. But the man brought this to my attention too. It's correct. Nu'minu. Like this. Correct. Nu'minu. Means we believe. Nu'minu. Nu'minu. Billah. Billahi. Billahi. Nu'minu billahi. Nu'minu billahi. That means we believe in Allah. So if you want to say to anybody that speaks Arabic, we believe in Allah, you say, nu'minu billah. Nu'minu billah. Nu'minu billah. Means we believe in Allah. Now we want to say we believe in something else. His prophet, right? Or yeah. His messenger. So we say, nu'minu bi rusulihi. Bi rusulihi. Bi rusulihi. Rusulihi. Let me show it to you. I'm going to write it on the board. Nu'minu is a saying. Nu'minu. Thank you.
zero, two. The root of the name. So root of the name is Methodist.
Or how long would it go?
That's his word.
Wrong.
Rasul. Rasul. Rasul means one messenger, one prophet. Just take out this ooh, long word, and change the vowel sound. Root. So. Next, Rukun, Rasul, Rasul, one message of one prophet, Rasulun, Rasulun, one message of Rasul, Rukun, many messages of many prophets, so Rasul and Rukun. Rasul, one, Rasul, means, how much? Kitab means what?
Book.
Kitab means book. Kitab means book. Kitab, one book. More than the one book? Kutu. 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 Actually, it's Kutu Bun. That's the sound you make with a sonar. Kutu Bun. Rasul, Rasulun, Kitabun, Kutu Bun. There is a stop on the word, and most people who speak in Arabic, they're not saying Kitabun. Rasulun, they're saying Kitab. So Rasul, and they don't say Rasulun. They say Rasul. But the correct, very, very good Arabic would be Rasulun if you're reading a word. Rasul, Rasul, Kitab, Kutu. Rasul, one messenger, one prophet. Rasul, many. Kitab, one book. Kutu, many books. More than one book. More than two books. But we have even a form of a form now denoting the number two. So two messengers. We say Rasulain. Rasulain. Two books. We say Kitabain. Or Kitabain, depending on the form, the grammatical structure. Okay. Let's recite again what we believe. نؤمن بالله نؤمن برسله نؤمن بكتبه نؤمن بملائكته نؤمن بالله نؤمن برسله We know we're talking about belief. We're talking about belief. Lord, let's put like this. One, two, that's an Arabic two. Arabic two. Three.
Look at the
Yeah, this is right. Rock.
get ask him. Get ask him. Because ask him means the same thing, right after the death.
I'm sure you don't have an argument here.
I'll put a cross here and say, oh, no. You
don't need to be. You don't
need to be. Just the Anna, just ask me on all these things. I'm tired of them all. Same thing. Just ask me on. Ask me on. The word is ask me on. Like this. Like this. And from him. Wrong. Akira. Hey. Akira. Just say a thing on Rupa. The tire teeth. Broke that tire, loose teeth. That's how they remember it. The loose teeth. The not teeth are the loose teeth. It is the same on Rupa. Okay, you just take a comment. Now, let's go. Children, let us read. Let us read. Nukmenu means we believe. Nukmenu, yes. Nukmenu billah.
Nukmenu billah.
Nukmenu birusulihi. Nukmenu birusulihi. Rusulihi. Everybody, try it. Nukmenu.
Bi.
Bi. Rusulihi.
Rusulihi.
Nukmenu.
Nukmenu.
Bi.
Bi. Rusulihi.
Nukmenu.
Nukmenu.
Bi.
Bi.
Malaikatihi. Nukmenu.
Nukmenu.
Bilyom al-akhirah. When you reward with good, when you reward good, that's khayrihi. If I say khayrihi, if I say you pay it, I'm doing wrong. I'm saying I'm feeling good. Be saved. Alhamdulillah. Means I'm feeling good. I'm enjoying the reward of goodness from Allah. You see? So kindly means his goodness, Allah says. And shabrihi means it's not good, but it's punishment. Actually, the punishment does not go for Allah. Allah punishes us, but not directly. We are punished because we break laws of Allah. We break the instructions that Allah gives us. We break the law, the rule of nature. The rule of nature and the rule of law that Allah gives us. To help nature. See, Allah put the rule of nature in us. Then Allah gives us law. Listen, we can't keep talking. If you keep talking, I'm going to start dealing with you in the way that you're dealing with me. You're not loving me, you're not liking me. So as long as we like each other, it's going to be okay in here. But if you keep talking while I'm trying to talk to you, I'm going to show you that I can be as nasty to you as you are to me. And believe me, I don't like to hit you with this stick. Okay, now listen. We're talking about learning the al-belief and learning how to say it in Arabic. It's not enough just to say, we believe in Allah. We believe in Allah's prophets and messengers. We believe in his book. We believe in his angels. We believe in life after death. We believe in his reward, law of reward and punishment. We're going to be able to say it like this foreign said in Saudi Arabia. Like they said in Nigeria, Sierra Leone. Yeah, Kenya,
Mm-hmm. And many other phrases. And like this very fashion fact. We want to be able to say it like Muslims say it all over the world. Mu'minu. We believe. Mu'minu. Billah. Mu'minu. Birusulihi. Mu'minu. Bikutubihi. Mu'minu. Bimalaikatihi. You can't see them flying though. They don't see them. You know what they're doing. They don't fly like that. Look, you know. The yawn is Asherah. The yawn is Asherah. Look, you know. The fuzzy. Khairihi. Washarrihi. Yes. Now let's start with the letter before you all get me out with the talk. Don't get me out with the talk. Please. I'll be leaving you in a few minutes. You want to stay with the talk for a long time. I'm just with you for a few minutes. Okay. Khairihi means with goodness. It means good. Khairihi, a lot of goodness. But I said, a lot of punishment directly. And the goodness doesn't come directly. Allah has put the goodness in creation and in nature. Allah has put the law of punishment also in creation, in nature, and in creation. If we do the thing right, then we get the good reward. If we misuse it, do it the wrong way, we get the punishment. What brings the punishment and the reward? What brings it directly to us? It is the law that Allah has put for operators. And the law operators. They say, if I'm hungry, if some person comes by me, and they see me hungry, and they say, what's the matter, honey? Say, you look like you're starving a bit. I say, yes, ma'am, I am. Say, here, you want this piece of roll or something? I have some bread or a sheep roll. I say, thank you, and I eat it. Now that was a goodness in that person, right? I was hungry. The goodness in that person helped me. Who put the goodness in that person's face? Allah created the goodness in that person's person face. So all good that comes to us, it comes because Allah has put it in the nation, or Allah has made a law to work. That we can't see working sometimes. Like sometimes we can't explain how it came. It came by a law. Still, a law is working. That brings the good to us and brings the punishment to us. So, it means it's punishment. That's punishment. That's the law. That's the law that operates. Rightly, it's reward. It's goodness. It's good. It means the good that the law brings. You do the right thing. Why shudder he? The punishment is punishment. Shudder he? Shudder means punishment. Shudder he? It's punishment. Shudder he? The punishment that it brings when you do the wrong thing. Pay attention, brother. Keep your head this way, not that way. If you're ready to go out and talk. I don't keep anybody here. Anybody want to go out and talk, they can do it. But as long as you're here, you have to pay attention to me. So the punishment is punishment. Generally, it's punishment. My nature rewards me when I treat it right, and it punishes me when I treat it bad. Now in the wintertime, I know not to get hot and first fire, get wet with sweat, and then go outside in the cold with no coat and no shirt, or no coat, or my collar open. That's not being sensible. Mom and dad, people are falling sick. If I go out like that, I'm allowed to catch the cold. Now if I catch the cold and get sick, the law punishes me. The law that Allah has put in nature. So I get punished. Because I miss the law. That law operates in all kinds of ways. If I steal and nobody saw me, nobody knows I stole but me. The law still works. Which means it becomes so bad that they don't even have a conscience. They steal, and they don't feel wrong. They don't feel bad. But most of the people, if they steal, even if nobody saw them, they feel bad, right? Well, they'd be encouraged because they feel bad. That's punishment. This way, turn around this way. Out of this way. So that's punishment. It's so bad, they got punishment. But some people, they've been bad so long, they like to be bad. So they don't feel no punishment. Will they be punished? Yes, they won't be punished. Not feeling punishment is going to make them be punished. Worse. Worse. Because you know what? They're going to do worse. No. They're going to do worse. They're going to do more stealing and do worse things. And pretty soon they're going to do so much wrong until sometimes they're going to kill them. I'll lock them up in jail. So the person who feels bad for killing, they won't get as much punishment as that person that doesn't feel bad. The one who feels bad, his punishment is not going to be too much because he's not going to shoot too much bad. But the person that doesn't even feel bad when he does wrong, he's going to do more wrong and more wrong until finally somebody locks him up in jail. Or beat him to death. Yeah. So you see, the law is working. Whether you love it or whether you hate it, it's working. And it's going to punish you. And it's the law that Allah has made. It's Allah's subject. Subject. We believe in Bil Qadr, Wadi, which means an end. Pardon me, Bil Qadr, Khayrihi, Washarihi. It's goodness and it's punishment. If we use the alcohol like a doctor uses and to clean his teeth, to clean his knife, to make sure that there's no germs within your flesh, you have to cut something off, wrong, bad. Or if we use it to make the things clean, nice and clean, germ free, or we use it to take some kind of chemical off or something, to soften some chemical material or something that's sticking on something, if we use it for cleaning or removing something, or if we use it for cooling something that we need to cool out or cool too, right? Sometimes when you get a terribly high temperature, they put alcohol on you, right? To bring down the temperature. And you'd be having, what the product? You get it out. Yeah, the fever may come what? Convulsion. When you have so much fever, you start having a vulture. Sometimes you put the alcohol in, and that's cool to bring it down. So Allah, everything Allah has made, it's good for something. Allah wouldn't have made it if it wasn't good for itself. But if us, we use it wrong, and that's what makes it bad. If we use it the right way, it's not bad. The pig. Do you think Allah made the pig and has more good than the pig? No, it is. It is for good in the pig, but not for eating. The pig is no good to eat. But the pig is good for cleaning up filth. Yeah. A lot of cows crawl all out of us. If you don't have no cows bin, if they can't get around, just eat the pig. And little rats, right? Rats? And roaches? They're good things. Don't you know that? If you don't feel like they're bad, they're too bad for you. They're not bad. I want them to look good. Now, if you don't like them in your house, you start doing the work and don't let all walk in all those things that need to work. If you can clean up your clothes, Allah won't send the rats and roaches in that clean up. A wall is not making anything bad. Everything good. Conduct. The first things of conduct. We have to do those and then you'll be through. And I hope when I give you the examination, everybody will have everything corrected. Thank you. All right. The three things of conduct are practice, what we do. They are number one, what? No, that's the belief. Not what you believe, what you do. Okay, so bear with it. Now you got it. See, if you make that mistake on your pitch, it'll be too late. The first thing is to bear witness to V-E-A-R, witness. To bear witness. What does to bear witness mean? What does to bear witness mean? Yes. No, what you're saying is to bear. I want to know what that means. Right. Ashhadu an la ilaha, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He said, I bear witness that there is nothing to pray to or worship except Allah wahda, alone. I am alone. But is that all that we have to say? What is the rest of that first one that we say among the fundamentals, the first? It has another part to it. We have to say, I can't do anything, I can't do anything, law. Well, yes. Say it again. Perfect. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Perfect. Okay, so let's put it over with. Here, we put it over here. And la ilaha illallah. That's the first part. In the law. What and as do Anna. Anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That's the first part. This is number one. Take off the one more confused. I have to put in the bracket. Deity means something you pray to or worship. There is no deity in us except Allah. Except Allah. Allah. Illa means except Allah. That's right. English. Except Allah means the same. What? Put this one up here. Rasulullah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Alright, that's number one. Number two is what?
Praise.
To pray. Three times a day?
No.
Okay. To pray. Five. Daily prayer. To pray five daily prayers. Number three. Time is running out. We're over time. Yes.
Okay.
To feel charity. C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. To pay charity. And that's called what? Zakat. Okay, four. To fast. Yes, Ramadan, that's right. It has to be Ramadan. To fast. Now, should Muslims fast any other time other than Ramadan?
No.
And if they want to fast? You have to fast Ramadan if you're healthy, if you can do it, and if you're old enough. Little babies are too young. They can't do it. They can't fast Ramadan. But if you're old enough and healthy enough, you have to do it. If your conditions are right for it, you have to do it. But if a Muslim wants to fast some other time too in the year, it's okay, and fast is good. Say if a brother wants to fast one day out of a month, nothing wrong with that, it's good. It'll help him. If he wants to fast two or three days out of a month, that's his business. Some brother wants to fast every other day. Say, I don't want to eat every day. I want to eat.